Yes, all eyes are on the U.S. presidential election, including in Beijing. Chinese policymakers are closely monitoring what happens tomorrow and hoping that election results will lead to an easing of tensions between China and the U.S. But as NPR's Emily Fang reports, that is unlikely.
What are you selling for here?
Wholesale sellers and buyers rush around this Yiwu market, lugging plastic bags or stuffing their wares into boxes as tall as they are. Yiwu has the world's largest consumer wholesale market, meaning Make America Great Again hats and Biden-Harris t-shirts are sold to American campaigns from here. People in China joke that during the last U.S. presidential election, Yiwu knew who was going to win because orders for Trump merchandise far exceeded those for Hillary Clinton. This year is different.
Last election, we were selling flags and hats, and it was obvious which side was ordering more. This year, it's more balanced.
This is You Zhuo, a hat seller here in Yiwu. She knows this election is important, but is not too concerned.
Under Obama, relations were good, but China's development was mediocre. With Trump, it's like you have someone chasing you all the time, but we've developed powerfully as a result.
Trump being good for China. That's perhaps surprisingly been a common refrain among Chinese policymakers, who see Trump as accelerating a U.S. decline and aiding China's rise. Here's Wei Jianguo, a former Commerce Ministry vice minister who now helps head a state think tank.
China thinks this way. The more you hold me down, the more I push back. The more you withhold, the more I innovate. If you hit me, I do not hit back. But I know my weaknesses, and I will unceasingly work harder.
But nearly 4 years of Trump and a coronavirus pandemic he blames on China have tempered the idea that four more years would be a boon. Trump's gone from calling leader Xi Jinping a friend to putting sanctions on Chinese officials and the country's biggest technology firms. His administration has expelled China's journalists, made it harder for their students to stay in the U.S., and closed a Chinese consulate.
One thing I think the decision makers in Beijing doesn't like Trump administration that much is because it's unpredictability. You never know what it's going to do next.
Zhou Yue is an anchor for China's state broadcaster and says Chinese decision makers seem to favor stability under a potential Biden administration. But he warns that no matter who wins November 3rd, policymakers in Beijing expect the U.S. to continue to be tough on Chinese trade and pursue further economic restrictions on technology firms.
I think the agreement here in China is that America is going to be more critical of China and the policies will be more aggressive. It just to what degree?
China has been restrained the last few months, despite tensions with Taiwan, as it waits to see who wins the election.
We are still the most important variable for China when it comes to its rise and rejuvenation.
Rush Doshi studies China at think tank Brookings. He examined government speeches going back to the Cold War to understand how China understands itself, vis-a-vis what it sees as the decline of the American world order, beginning with Trump's election and Brexit.
So American decline is a mixture of reward and risk. The risk comes from the fact that a declining America, while it might open up space for China, will also lash out in dangerous ways. But that doesn't mean they don't still see opportunity. And as they themselves put it, the opportunity is often greater than the risk.
An opportunity the vendors at Yiwu continue to take advantage of. Song Jueqian shows us her wares, piles of printed face masks all destined for one country. Look, she says, these are all for the U.S. In recent months, she's shipped hundreds of thousands of masks to America with slogans like, Trump make liberals cry again 2020. But she has no idea what these slogans are, mistakes Obama for Biden, and is mystified by the man on her most recent orders. This old man, she says, isn't he the American president? The average person like Song in China may not care about what happens on November 3rd, but those in Zhongnanhai, Beijing's White House of sorts, certainly do. Emily Fang, NPR News, Yiwu, China.